Yes, God, you holy, we back. Dream Team Manifest. We back for the year 2021. Keeping it super simple, keeping it super authentic this year, keeping it man, so many changes. Definitely being way more consistent. You see, it's the end of the week and you're getting this right now. So I don't know if the space I'm in got like a bad reverb, but I'll hear it on the replay. But as always, the creator is the reason we in this space, you know what I mean? And ourselves on a higher level is the creator. So thank yourselves and the creator for being in a space where I can say something that maybe, hopefully, maybe resonate with you and you can take what you want and everything else, you know, you could throw it out. You could discard it. So the day I wanted to talk about the point of stress. That's a double edge. Cause I could say the point of stress, meaning the reason for it, or I could say the point of stress, meaning, you know, where it come from, pinpointing it. But I'm gonna talk more about the pinpointing first. The cause of stress, right? Because everybody go through stresses. I think people think that stress is circumstantial, and that's the reason that they always trying to move pieces around in their lives to really eliminate stress. Like people try to, you know, feng shui their house, or, you know, get rid of their children for the weekend, or go on vacation, or, you know, a lot of industries make money flat out off of people trying to avoid stress. Like, it's just built on stress relievers. You know what I mean? Even down to working out and stuff like that. Like, that's a big pastime as a stress reliever, and it's kind of marketed that way sometimes too. So you got a lot of industries that rely on people being stressed. But what's the cause of it? What's the only reason? Because only one, you can only pinpoint one place that stress would come from, and that's the mind. Stress only appears in the mind. It only deals with the mind. It only functions in the mind. Like, you know, for instance, let's say you like walking around the corner, you don't know somebody's there, they jump out, they scare you. Ah, you'll be scared, but you won't be stressed, because that's like an automatic reaction. It's not stress because it don't have nothing to do with the mind. Your mind ain't really go through nothing. Now, if that person like robbed you or something like that, you might have stress from thinking about it. Now it's trauma. You know what I'm saying? Trauma is only going to be according to the mental stress that you're putting yourself through by keep reliving that event. But as far as stress, you can't point to anything that would be stressful that wouldn't live in your mind. For instance, it's people going through the same exact thing. Like, it's somebody right now that's getting evicted, unfortunately. And they're not stressed out. Like, I know it sounds like, you know, all right, let's go with something a little more believable. Somebody who's going through a breakup right now that's not stressed out. They're just going through a breakup, you know, because everybody would think a breakup would be hard, but it'd be hard if it's hard in your mind. You would have to stress yourself out over that. You would have to mentally be playing out different scenarios in your mind to make you stressed about, to make you have anxiety about what is to come or what you could have done different. But still, that would be all mental work. It's all in your mind. And then you got a person who will be breaking up, going through a breakup, and that person to be like super stressed out, like to the point where I seen people lose weight. You know what I mean? 20 pounds. 20 pounds I seen a person lose just going through a breakup. I seen people lose their hair going through a breakup. And I seen people lose nothing going through a breakup. They just kind of gain energy. So what's going to be stressful is what's going to be something that's going to give you anxiety in your mind. Like a lot of people can deal with a lot of things that a lot of other people can't deal with. You know what I mean? For instance, there's people who live check to check. There's people who live check to check right now. That's supposed to be a stressful position according to, you know, society. But there's people who live in check to check that's just fine with it. It's just fine with it right now. And I know you know those people because I know those people. A lot of people know those people. They live in check to check and they still like, they're not even living like they live in check to check. They still spending money willy nilly and they like, so, and it's somebody who's living check to check that's like, man, if I miss one check, I'm gonna lose my house or lose my car where I can't make the payment. And that person is going through it. And it don't even matter the situation. Somebody could be making $50,000 a year and super stressed out and living check to check. And somebody could be making, you know, $100,000 a year and living check to check and not stressed out. Like it's no, it don't even matter. You get what I'm saying? It's somebody who is, people get anxiety just like, yo, for some people, shopping is stressful. Like, believe it or not, like, some people can't shop more than like a half an hour without being stressed out because it's just overwhelming. Like, it's just too many products. You just want to get out of there. So, for some people, even like leisure time stuff, stuff that like the average person would find, to be pleasurable, they don't even care. Like they would not only don't care to do it, but it's people who jump out of planes for fun. And it's people who would imagine as the most stressful position that they could ever possibly be in to be 50,000 feet in the air, plummeting to the earth, wondering if this backpack really contains a parachute or not, or if the instructor gave them good enough instructions. And there's some people who really like, yo, if I hit the ground, I just die. So I'm just making all these points to say there's no such thing as stress. See, you gotta have, and when you're doing scientific work, you gotta have solids, like you gotta have facts, right? Like you gotta have things that measure the same across the board. You know what I mean? An inch is an inch everywhere. That's why it's an inch. Right. So if you try to do that as it relates to stress, you'll never be able to do it. And that's how I know it's stress is a mental thing because it's nothing across the board that stresses everybody out. Nothing. Not one thing. Not one thing. Even like some people like doing super evil shit, like real, real evil shit. Like, you know. That ain't stressful for them. That's not something. It's somebody who, if they was in a position where they had to harm, not even just another human being, just even an animal or something like that, they'd be in a stressful position. You know what I mean? Like, or I seen people go through their dogs or their cats passing, and you would have thought it was their grandma. You know what I mean? I seen people go through their dogs and their cats passing, and they just throw them away. They don't even have like a proper burial for them or anything. So it's nothing across the board that you can call stressful. So guess what? The stress will live in your mind. It's the only place that it actually does live. Now it does manifest, and that's how you create disease when you don't have ease of the mind. It's going to trickle down into your physical, of course. You know, if you the type of person who, you know, you feel like I can never speak up for myself, you might develop throat cancer from that stress. But we're not talking about the subsequent effects. We're talking about the point of stress. The point of stress would be in your mind because, you know, you would have to feel like you can never speak up for yourself. That's something you're dealing with. So it's in your mind. Like you can always speak up for yourself. You know what I mean? But that you creating that is making your body respond to your mental, because that's what always happens. Your body's always responding to your mind and not your brain. Your body's always responding from your brain too, but I'm just saying from your actual mind. So if you could look at that and just see where I'm coming from as far as stress, then you'll really get that there's only one cure for this thing that we call stress. And I can get into good stress, bad stress, and things of that nature, but I'm not today. But yeah, we'll be right back on the other side. We're gonna talk about the cures. It's my belief that there's a few cures for stress. The number one cure I feel like for stress is humor. I think humor is the number one cure for stress. 'Cause like, if everything is humorous, nothing is serious. Like, the trick to this world, this row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. That's advice. That's not only advice, but it also is esoteric truths in that. When you're living in a dream world, such as the earth space, right? Living in earth, because we live in earth, not on earth, but when you're living in earth and there's a that this is a holographic experience. And then not only that, once you unplug, you totally disassociated from it. So what makes that different from when you playing like a virtual reality, augmented reality video game? Nothing. Once you take the headphones off, I mean, or that little headset off when you're playing a VR or AR game, you're out. You're back into the real world. So this is not even the real world. And that's the trick to keeping your mind and remember. But the other advice in there in that song is to row your boat gently down the stream. You gotta understand what it's really telling you. It's telling you, let's start at the beginning. Row, row, row your boat. Why are you rowing your boat? Why you have to row your boat to even go downstream? Think about it. Think about what it's actually telling you. Because that's when your will connects with God's will or your own purpose. You know, when you're rowing your boat downstream, you're going super fast. You know why? Because you're on the right path. So you row, row, row your boat gently. Ease. Ease. Ease is the number one. You get what I'm saying? Ease. Do the easy stuff. Do the things that make you happy. Ease. And I don't mean easy like never challenge yourself, because you'll never be anything if you don't challenge yourself. But I'm saying easy. Take it light. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily. Merry, happy. So it's telling you the emotional. This song is telling you the emotional state you should be in, how you should be doing it, where you should be going, and telling you at the end of the day, it's all just a dream anyway. So that's the cure for stress right there. The number one thing is humor. Humor will get you through. I'm talking about, you could be going through the worst shit in the world, man. And that's why comedians is held in such high regards. How you can have a comedian like Dave Chappelle, who is so needed for these times, or Chris Rock, or whoever, you know what I mean? Because they give us a humorous take on what's actually happening to make us realize, man, we should, no matter what happens, it should just be lighthearted. Because when stuff start weighing heavy on you, you start being heavy. And if you start being heavy, it get hard to move around. I don't know if you who I'm talking to, so I don't know if you've ever been like, oh wait, before I get to that, and shout out to my subscribers too. Shout out to everybody who is, you know, paying a subscription. I got to do something special for y'all. We got to figure that out, but right now I just want to shout y'all out. But they giving us God's view of the situation. That's what you always want to have. You always want to have that God view, that overview, that not being in it, but just watching it. Oh, man, this is hilarious when you think about it. You get what I'm saying? And it could be like anything, or things that are not funny, things that you probably could find no humor in, like actual events. You can still find humor in little things in and around it. You know what I mean? And let me not say cure, because it could sound like, yo, if you just laugh at everything, you won't be sad. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be lighthearted. I'm saying be funny, be happy. These are all like, they're not the same emotions, but it's like similar. They all on a similar frequency. They all like high level emotions. So if you stay on that, on that, and then you like row your boat easy, gently, don't do nothing harsh, don't row upstream. Don't do nothing that's gonna kill you. Just row your boat gently downstream, you know what I mean? And then always remember, at the end of the day, you came here for experience. So no matter what experience it is, it's the experience you're supposed to have. So you could never outweigh that or downplay that. That's God's plan. You could never do that. So just keeping in mind, man, you know what? I'm here for a reason. And all of my experiences is for me. Because it's experiences you'll never have. Ever. And there's so many, it's way more experiences that you'll never have than that you have had. If you're looking at it in totality of what could possibly be, and what you've done is just, you're a little slice of the pie. Your whole life experience is a little teeny slice of the pie. I can't even know if you can call it a slice. It's like a line, and it's like a laser line in a pizza pie. That's your experiences. So you got to know all those is for you. You know? So humor, ease, and literally happiness. People say people is fake happy. I say people is real sad, because you can't even fake happiness. It's so crazy, like, if you ever try to just fake laugh, you're just going to end up really laughing. Try to just fake laugh. Fake laugh for like 60 seconds. You're just going to end up laughing at yourself for laughing. And not only that, the people next to you are going to start laughing, because this humor is infectious. It's like when you, like when you yawn and people around you start yawning, or they yawn and you yawn. It's like that with happiness too. It's like, That's why people cling on to certain people when they come in the room. Man, that person really got real happiness. I could feel it. I could sense it off of them. It's beaming, you know? So I don't care if you feel like you gotta force yourself to look in the mirror and smile and be happy. That reflection is gonna be eventually burned into your mind, like that image of you smiling. If you do that, matter of fact, if you do that every day, once a day, just get in the mirror and smile 60 seconds, boom. Just smile in the mirror for 60 seconds. You cannot tell me you don't have 60 seconds. Y'all be watching mad TV shows. You cannot tell me you don't have 60 seconds to be in America, for real. So you could be in the mirror for 60 seconds and burn that image into your mind of you smiling. That'll carry over. That'll be with you all day long. Because when you got that self-image in your mind of being happy, you're going to have a real aura of somebody who is. Think about it. Think about the people that think they're gangsters. They end up coming off like gangsters eventually. People don't like, you know, people know they bad news when they come around. People who love being sad, they eventually, you know, their face starts sagging a little bit. They start, you know, looking sad. It's because they got a sad person or because the image they burned in their mind of themselves is sad. So now they just exude that. So think about if you did that consciously, put a smile on your face and looked at that for 60 seconds every single day. That's 60 seconds times 365, and you got that image burnt in your head of yourself. You would exude that and attract that and attract people that's like that. So I'm gonna say, I'm gonna go 3, 2, 1. Three is happiness. I don't care if it's forced happiness. Let's say forced happiness. Yeah, let's say that. Because happiness sounds like, oh, of course you can just be. No, let's say forced happiness, forced smiles. That's a cure. And then number two was ease, just being easy, being light. Number one is humor. People who think everything is funny is never stressed out. People hate those people who think everything is funny. Yeah. And I'm never losing my hair over it either. Right? So there you have it, man. 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. Back and forth and back. I'm the God G Holy. I hope I've been of service anyway today. This is a new format we're doing. Love y'all, man. I love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back. We'll be back sooner than later, too. And shout out to me. I just want to give a personal shout out to myself because I did this even not even just fully at 100%, you know what I mean, physically, but I'm always sharp mentally. So I'm on my way back to 100% physically because I already did it mentally, you know what I mean? So shout out to me for that. But yeah, I'll see y'all next time, man. Let's hope I'm helping people, man. Changing lives, changing mindsets. Just giving people what I got to give. Love.